Too many moving parts, as usual. It takes a while for us to connect. Thanks to the online folks for their patience. Om. Om Namah Panini Katyayana Patanjalibhyah Shabda Vidya Sampradaya Kartrubhyah Param Rishibhyo Namo Mahabhyo Namo Gurubhyah Yena Akshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Kutsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Vakyakaram Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Panim Sutra Karancha Pranatva Asmi Munitrayam Om Natva Saraswati Devi Shuddham Gunyam Karomyam Paniniya Praveshaya Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudim. So one of the teachers that we learned, the current text that we are learning, we say the prayer for the text. So although we are not doing Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi, there are with some of our friends, we are doing Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi. That is why you say the Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi prayer also. One more prayer, it is always nice to remember these acharyas who have provided us with so much of wealth of knowledge. So these prayers, as you see, are also Panini, Katyayana and Patanjali. Panini is the Sutrakara who give from whom the Panini, the Vyakarana Sutras, the Shabdanushasana, it comes from Panini. And then Katyayana is a Vartikakara. We call him Vartikakara. It's like in Sureshwaracharya in Vedanta, we call him the Vartikakara, right? So here, Katyayana is a Vartikakara. And then Patanjali. Patanjali is the Bhashyakara for Vyakarana. He wrote he wrote an elaborate commentary. It's called Mahabhashyam. The only Vashyam which is called Mahavashyam. That it comes from Patanjali. That's why Yogena Chittasya Padena Vacham Malam Sharira Sicha Vaidyakena. Yogena Chittasya Padena Vacham. That Padena Vacham is referring to this Mahavashya that Patanjali has provided us. So we will shift gear. And in the last class, the eighth class, I want to definitely start with some sandhi rules. And today being Saturday, we can do that. But before we start some sandhi rules, let's continue further in our Hitopadesha a little longer. And then we will start with the sandhi rules today. Let's see how far we can go with Hitopadesha. So last class we saw the shloka that we saw. Okay, you stay with me first. Siddhisadhye
satamastu. Kalpesh, we can't see the board.
Oh, you cannot see the board. Okay, I was not showing anything, but it's not showing. One second. Yeah, sure. But now? That's why I said too many moving parts, right? You do one, every time you forget one of them. Last time we forgot to enable the microphone on the for the online folks.
Yeah. This time you see. Thank you.
Now you can see. Okay, very nice. Okay, so just bear with me. Siddhis sadhye satam astu prasadatasya durjatehe Janvi Phenale Keva Yanmurdhani Shashinakala. Of course, this is not on the board that you see right now, right? Because this is what we have been saying for a few days. I'm assuming that you are familiar with it now. This is the prayer. Okay. Now, last shloka that we did here was Mitralavas Sukhudbhedo Vigraha Sandhirevacha. Panchatantrat Tatha Anyasmad Granthad Akrishya Likhyate. Okay, that is what we saw last class. So with that, the author, in this case, Hitopadesha, which is Narayana, Sri Narayana, is given us an introduction, said the prayers, made the case that Vidya is really important, right? And that Vidya is something that has to be given. Also gave us a dhvani, an indication that with young kids, if at all you have the young kids, then you, just like in a new vessel, you imprint any symbol, right? And that impression that you have, that mark, it remains. Just like that, for young kids, if you expose them to good, wise conduct, wise sayings, good knowledge, you expose them early enough, it will make an impression and live with them for a long time. Okay, so with that, he's indicated some theme about the story that story is now introducing in the next. This is not a verse. What happens is that this is in the poetry, there's always Padya and Gadya. Okay, Padya is the poetry form, the shloka form, and Gadya is your prose form. Okay, so this is one of the scenarios where you have Padya and Gadya mixed. So you have some shlokas, then some prose, then again some more shlokas and some prose. Like the story, when it comes, you will keep the shlokas aside, you will keep the story in the prose format, and after some prose format is there, and then he wants to quote something, he give you some shlokas. Okay, so now we come into what is the prose format. Okay, so you don't need to say it with me, I will read it out. Asti Bhagirathi Tire Pataliputra Namadheyam Nagaram. It's very easy to understand, I believe. Okay, it means Asti. Okay, Asti means is there. Okay, is there. This comes from Dhatu As. When you reverse the sentence, it says means Bhagirathi Tire. So Tira means what? A bank of a river. Okay, and on the banks of the river, what is the name of the river? The name of the river is Bhagirathi. So Asti Bhagirathi Tire, on the banks of the river called Bhagirathi, Pataliputra Namadheyam Nagaram. Nagaram means a village, a town. Rather, it's more of a town rather than a village. Okay, it's a town. Nagara. What is the name of that Nagaram? Pataliputra. That is the name of the Nagara. So, Pataliputra Namadheyam. Namadheyam means named as Pataliputra. Okay, named as Pataliputra. So at the banks of the river Bhagirathi, Asti. Okay, so Bhagirathi Tira, seventh case, locative, where it's located, will be Bhagirathi Tire. You guys with me? Seventh case is locative. So Pataliputra Namadeyam Nagaram. So Pataliputra Namadeyam is an adjective to the Nagara, a town named as Pataliputra. Asti is there. Following the story? Okay. He's telling that in the banks of river Bhagirathi is a town named as Pataliputra. Tatra Sarva Swami Gunopetaha Sudarshanaha Nama Narapatihi Asit. Okay, I did the breakup. Let us also do the type of the breakup, the Padachcheda. T, we did that. Okay. Tatra, there, tatra means there, tatra is an avyaya, sarva swami guna guna gunopetaha. I'm having mouse trouble. Okay, so Sudarshanaha, Gunapetaha, Sudarshanaha, Nama, Narapatihi, Asit. Okay, so Asit is the Langlakara, means past tense, in the banks of the river, Tatra, in that town, called Pataliputra, Tatra. Tatra means there. Hmm? There Asit, there was. What was? Narapatihi was. Narapatihi means a king. There was a king. Narapatihi Asit. Sudarshanaha Nama. His name is Sudarshanaha. Okay. Now Sudarshana, you must have heard the name. Some of you must have heard the name. A very common Indian name. But Sushtu Darshanaha, who is good looking, handsome. Okay, you could say that. The name is handsome. So Sudarshanaha Nama. Here it is not, so you don't say Sudarshanaha means handsome. Here it is a name. Why? Because it says Nama. Sudarshanaha Nama. Nama Narapatihi. Narapatihi is a king. Asit. Okay. Now see, just pay attention to this part. Narapatihi is masculine nominator singular of Ikaranta Pratipadikam Narapati. Okay, Narapati. So Narapati. It is declined like Pati Shabda. Okay. If you look up Sabda Manjati, Pati is not declined like Hari. Hari Shabda is declined differently. Okay. But Pati is declined differently. Are you making, am I making sense? Look at, if you look at the Shabda Manjari, you'll find Pati is declined differently from Hari Shabda. Okay, so Narapatihi. So Narapatihi Asit. Sarva Swami Gunopetaha. Sarva Swami Gunopetaha means, Guna means virtuous. Okay, and Sarva Swami Gunopetaha. Upeta means he is endowed with, possessed with. So he's possessed with a lot of lordly virtues. Swami is a lord. Lord as in terms of whose overlordship over other people. That type of a Swami. Okay. So that sarva means for all of them, amongst all of them. He possessed a sort of an overlordly virtue. Okay. Making sense? So, upetaha. That sarva swami gunopetaha means he is endowed with. Gunopetaha means possessed with gunas. Whatever gunas? With the of the overlordship. Okay, sarva swami gunopetaha sudarshanaha nama narapatihi asik. Sa bhupatihi ekada. I'm breaking the words for you. Saha bhupatihi ekada. Kena api pathya manam shloka dvayam shushrava. So like Shruti, Shruti means, it comes from a dhatu called shru. Shru means to hear, to listen or to hear. So shushrava means he heard. Shushrava is a lit lakara in the past tense. He heard. Okay, in the past tense. He was, so he heard. What did he hear? Shloka dvayam. He heard these two shlokas. Who is he? Saha. He is Saha. So who is he? Always refer to who are we talking about in the previous. Nrupatihi, the king. Okay. And he is also Bhupati. So he could be a king, but need not have a lot of land. Okay. Just be an elected king and the land belongs to everybody else. But he is not that only. He also has a lot of land. Then of course, kings will have some land. Their kingdom will be land. But when you say he is a Bhupati, means he has got a lot of land. Okay. So he's a owner of a lot of big kingdom. Okay. That is the meaning of Bhupati. Bhu is Mother Earth. Pati means land. So he's the owner of a lot of land. Okay? Bhupati. So Bhupati, Saha Bhupati. That Saha, this Visarga Saha, it gets dropped sometimes. That's why in the usage it is Sa Bhupati. Okay? So this Visarga, you see the Visarga Saha, that Visarga can sometimes get dropped. And when it is dropped, then you will not see the Visarga. But when you break it up and you do this Padachcheda, you say Saha. Okay? So Saha Bhupati Ekada. Ekada means one day. Ekada at some one time. Or rather it is one day. Ekada Kena. Whosoever. Api. By whosoever. Pathyamanam Shloka Dvayam. Shloka is Shloka. The meter. Right? It's actually a couplet. Two lines. Usually at two lines, they make a shloka. So shloka dvayam means a couplet and one more couplet. Two couplets. You follow? Two shlokas. It's shloka dvayam. So shloka dvayam pathyamanam. Pathyamanam, path means to read. To read. And pathyamanam means it being read. Shloka being read. Pathyamanam manam shloka dvayam. So this is an adjective to shloka dvayam. It becomes pathyamanam. You follow? It is karma. It is karma of the dhatu shru to hear. So the nrupatihi bhupatihi shushrava. The bhupati heard. What did he hear? Shloka dvayam. He heard two shlokas. Okay? What type of a shloka? Shloka that were being read. Pathyamanam. Okay. Pathyamana is a krudanta. It's a krut. Shanach. Shanach means it is a continuous tense. Usually used in present continuous tense. Then you will ask me, okay, you said shushrava, which is in the past. So what do you mean by present continuous tense? Present continuous tense means that while the shlokas were being read at that time, in the past. So the pastness is being determined by Shushrava, but Pathyamanam is talking about when he was hearing, at that time, this was being read. Okay? A little bit of grammar, but you follow? But Pathyamanam is also karma, karmani dvitiya vibhakti. So Pathyamanam, shloka dvayam, both of them are karma. Actually, shloka dvayam is karma, and Pathyamanam is an adjective to shloka dvayam. What type of shlokas? The two shlokas that in English were being read. Okay? What is your question? Yes. Shloka dvaya is a single word. Shloka dvaya. Okay? And it becomes a karma because shloka dvayam shushrava. Shushrava is not a karma. Shushrava, see, forget about the karma as we learn in other languages, in Vedanta. There, karma means action. Right? Here, karma means object of the action in Vyakarana. Okay, so don't discuss about karma and karma phala in this context. Okay, it's a very important point that you brought up. karma. By the way, when they are also, they say karma, 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 they are not referring to karma, they are referring to karma phala. Okay. Whereas here, when we are saying karma, it is kartuhu ipsita tamam karma. By the karta, what is the most desired result from the activity? Okay, it may not be desired, but it is said as desired. Ipsita tamam. So, while walking to the village, you are hitting the grass. Okay, so what is the main verb there? Walking is the main verb. Okay, so you are walking to the main village. So, village is the karma, not the grass. You follow? That type of a distinction is there. You are hitting the grass, all right, but you are walking to the village. And walking is the main karma. So, by that karma, what is the main thing that you are desiring? Not hitting the grass, but reaching the village. Okay. That what is reaching the village becomes karma. Karma are utpadya, samskarya. Okay, there are four types. It has to be utpadya, samskarya. One second, I'll tell you what is it. We have discussed this before. Sometimes it's at the tip of your tongue. One second. Wanted to show you something else. Prapya is one more. Upadya, samskarya, prapya, and something happened with my dictionary after I gave you your dictionary. Okay, I'll get back to you. Okay, but there are these four types of things which are achieved by karma. You can create something, you can do the samskara of something, like cleaning something. Okay, you can obtain something, right? Or you can achieve something. These are the four types of things that you can achieve, you can do with using a karma. That is the objective of an action. When you do an action, you desire some object, something to be achieved. You're cutting a fruit, then the desired activity of action of cutting, the fruit is cut. When you're reading a book, for the action of reading, the book is read, right? So the book is the karma, or the letter that you're reading is the karma. Okay, make sense? So the karma here is referring to that which is the desired objective of the action. So if the here Shushrava is what? To hear. Okay, who hears? The Nrupati. Nrupati hi. Bhupati hi. Then he is the agent. Follow? He is the agent. So the agent is doing the action of hearing. What did he hear is the karma. Okay? So what did he hear? Shloka dvayam. So karmani, you will get dvitiya vibhakti. Kartari, you will get prathama vibhakti. That's why Bhupati is in prathama vibhakti. And karmani, shloka dvayam is in dvitiya vibhakti. Okay? Shloka dvayam, shushrava, he heard those. Okay? Okay. Then the question becomes, what are those shlokas that he heard? Aneka sanchayo chedi parokshartasya darshakam sarvasya lochanam shastram yasya nasti andha eva saha. Okay, let us pull our Hindi book so we can all read it. Why am I pulling this book? So that you can see the sandhi is not done. Because otherwise you have this doubt, right? Is sandhi done or not done? Okay. Saha bhupatihi ekada kena api patyamanam shlokadvayam shushrava. Okay. Aneka saunshayochedi. Aneka saunshayochedi. Parokshartasya darshakam aneka saunshayochedi. Sounds, you are saying it right, but I'm just going to give something. Saunshayochakara is right. Saunshayochedi. So this is a conjunct consonant, right? So saunshayochedi. The way you say consonant consonant is that in between the consonant constant you put a small pause. Sounds saunshayochedi. You see? Saunshayochedi. Then the chakara will come. Okay. Aneka saunshayochedi. Parokshartasya darshakam. Sarvasya lochanam shastram nastyanda evasaha. Okay, yasya sarvasya lochanam shastra yasya nastyanda evasaha. Okay, so here it is yasya na asti, yasya nasti andha eva saha. Okay, let us say the next shloka dvayam, right? Let's say the next shloka also. Yauvanam dana sampattihi. Yauvanam dana sampattihi. Prabhutvam avivekita. Prabhutvam avivekita. Ekaikapyanarthaya. Ekai kamapyanarthaya kimu yatra chatushtayam. Kimu yatra chatushtayam. Okay, this is a question mark. So let us do the padachheda of this. Aneka saunshaya saunshayochedi. Okay. Parokshartasya darshakam.
Saunshaya.
Yeah, I will correct it. Thank you, ma'am. Saunshaya. Sorry. One second, okay. Okay, so aneka saunshaya saunshayochedi. Saunshayochedi parokshartasya darshakam. Okay, then sarvasya 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 lochanam shastram yasya nasti na asti asti andha eva saha. Okay, so what is the meaning of this? Saha andha, he is blind. Okay, eva, eva means indeed. He is indeed blind. Who is he? Yasya nasti, of whom there is not there. Okay, what is not there? Yasya shastram nasti, one who doesn't have shastram. Okay, one who doesn't have shastram, he is indeed blind. So what is happening? The king is there somewhere in that Pataliputra. He goes around somewhere for his work, and he happens to hear these two shlokas. What are these two shlokas is what we are studying. These are the two shlokas that he heard. He heard that aneka samshaya uchedi. Aneka means, eka means one. Aneka means not one, which means many. Aneka, not one, which means many. Aneka samshaya. Samshaya means doubts. Samshaya means doubts. Aneka samshaya uchedi. Uchedi means to take those doubts and dispel them. Okay. So that which takes the doubts and dispels them, it's an adjective to the shastra. Also, which is also the darshana. So darshakam. So aneka samshaya uchedi, the one that dispels many doubts. Okay. Parokshartasya darshakam. So parokshartasya sya is sixth case. And it is adjective to darshakam. So it's not adjective to darshakam. It is relating to darshakam. Okay. I told you sixth case. Noun always relates to another noun. So darshakam. Darshakam means showing. Para aksha. That means that what is visible by other people's eye. Okay. Pratyaksha means what is in front of your eye. Para aksha means something that is paroksha, not visible directly. Okay, so paroksha arthasya. Paroksha arthasya means in the things which are not directly visible to you. Okay, those hidden aspects which are generally known to people who are wise, others, they are paroksha. So paroksha arthasya darshakam, something that shows. Darshaka means it shows. What does it shows? It shows what is visible by other wise people. Okay. And aneka samshaya uchedi. And also something that takes away many doubts. Aneka samshaya dispel. It dispels many doubts. Sarvasya lochanam shastram. Okay. So shastram is basically the percept. Percept that you have to study. That study, that learning that you have to do, right, is the eye of everything. Sarvasya lochanam. Okay, lochanam means eye, and eye of everything. Okay, so what does it mean? It means that the shastram is one which you take the shastram and it will be able to dispel a lot of doubts. It will also be able to expose you to a lot of things which are not directly visible to you, which are known to others. Okay. If the Vidya is being eulogized further. Okay. That Shastram, if you don't have, because this is a Shastra which sees everything, the one who doesn't have, he is indeed blind. Yasya nasti Shastram. Yasya Shastram nasti andha eva saha. He is indeed blind. Make sense? అనేక సంశయ ఉచ్చేది. ఓకే, ద థింగ్ దట్ డిస్పెల్స్ మెనీ డౌట్స్ ఆల్సో దర్శకం. దర్శకం మీన్స్ సంథింగ్ దట్ షోస్. దర్శకం పరోక్షార్థస్య ఆల్సో షోస్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ పర్సెప్టబుల్. ఓకే, విచ్ ఇస్ ది శాస్త్ర. దిస్ లెర్నింగ్ ది శాస్త్ర ఇస్ అన్ ఐ, ఇస్ అన్ ఐ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో వన్ హూ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ డీడ్ బ్లైండ్. యస్య నాస్తి అంధః ఏవ సః. Trying to see, there's an English meaning here. Let us see how far are we from that English meaning. The resolver of many doubts and revealer of invisible objects, the eye of all is learning. Some translation has been done. Why am I picking up this translation and not the one that I was cut pasting yesterday? It is because I found this translation is more literal. Okay, in when you're doing vyakaranam, it's good to see a literal translation, because then you will know what case, what gender, what is he trying to say, what is an adjective to what. Okay, it's not the meaning. You guys already know. You guys are all learned folks, right? Already know that if you have the learning in front of you, you have a sight. If you don't have learning with you, if you're not learned, then you're as good as blind. The Shastram. So here it says the resolver of many doubts, that sarvasya aneka saunshaya uchevi, revealer of invisible objects. Artha is taking it as object. Okay, he's taking the literal meaning of artha as object. So revealer of invisible objects. So you could have a stone in front of your hand, you may not know its value, but the Shastra will tell you it's not a stone, it's a gem. Okay, that is the meaning of that artha there. And then eye of all is learning. Eye of all is learning means sarvasya is all, eye is lochanam, learning is shastram there. Sarvasya lochanam shastram. Of whom it is not, yasya nasti, of whom it is not, he truly is blind. He saha truly eva blind andaha. Saha andaha eva. Okay, everybody is okay with this? Should I go a little faster or slower? Good speed? Okay. The next verse was what? Yavanam dhana sampatti. This is where we are. Okay. Yavanam, one second. Let us do the padacheda. Yauvanam dhana sampattihi. Prabhutvam avivekata. Vivekita. I have another book here which is Vivekata. It's a part of Veda. You have this thing, right? The Hitopadesha has been going on for centuries. It's possible that there is one version of text has one word, other version has some deviation of the word. So this is one partha, there's another partha. And when you put them together, you say there is Veda in the partha. It's a part of Veda. Okay. So, Yauvanam dhana sampattihi prabhutvam avivekita. ఏకైక ఏక ఏక ఏకం ఇస్ ఏకైకం ఏక ఏకం బికమ్స్ ఏకైకం ఏక ఏకం ఏకైకం అపి అపి అనర్థాయ కిం కిము 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 యత్ర చతుష్టయం. చతుష్టయం మీన్స్ ఆల్ ఫోర్. So what are the four he's talking about? Yauvanam. Yauvanam means youth. Okay. Dhana sampattihi. Sampatti is prapti. It means to acquire. Acquisition of wealth. Dhana is wealth. And dhana sampattihi is acquisition of wealth. Prabhutvam. Prabhutvam means lordship. Okay. And avivekata. Avivekata or avivekata or avivekita. Viveka is discrimination, right? We know. Viveka, vairagya, shat sampatti, mumukshutvam. Right? So there viveka is the discrimination. Here viveka is more of a judgment. What is right, what is wrong? That is what is being talked about, viveka. Okay. Vivekita, to judge is viveka, and vivekita is basically vivekata or vivekita is judgment. Okay. Avivekita means not proper judgment. Okay. Or lack of judgment. Make sense? Lack of judgment. Or rather want of judgment. Means he doesn't have the ability to do judgment. So the idea is that youth, acquiring of a lot of wealth at that age, lordship, okay, and also lack of judgment. Eka eka, eka ekam, one one, eka means one, eka ekam api anarthaya. Even if you have one, it is a disadvantage, because where there is, what he's trying to say is that where there is youth and where there is a wise person, right? The youth doesn't have that experience which a old wise man will have. Okay, so he's saying the youth is very inexperienced. Or even that youth who is inexperienced has a lot of wealth, he doesn't know how to spend it. Right? Then he also has overlordship because he can boss over a lot of people. Okay. That is one thing. And he doesn't have the ability to judge what is right and what is wrong. So avivekita, avivekata or avivekita. So even if you have one of them, it is a disadvantage. What if you have all four of them? So this is what the king hears. And he's thinking about his princess, right? His son, the king's son, the princess. He's thinking about the princess and thinking that, okay, I have princess. And then these princes have overlordship, they have a lot of wealth, they have the lack of judgment, and they have the youth also. And now he's hearing even one of them is a disadvantage. How disadvantages are these princes? Because why? Kimu, what to talk about? Kimu means what to say. It's just a rhetorical question. What to say? Kimu yatra, in those people, Chaturshtayam, all these four exist. Okay? Let us see the English meaning. Youth, riches, power, and inconsiderateness. Each singly, or rather individually, lead to disadvantage. How much more so where all four are united? Some translation they have done. I'm just taking it because it's literal. Youth, yauvanam, riches, dhanasampatti, wealth, as I said. So you are lucky because, you know, good, I'm giving you double translation. I'm giving you one of my translation as well as you are getting to know what is dhana. Dhana is, of course, riches, but sampatti means something that you have acquired, dhana. Okay? Sampattihi. Sometimes sampatti itself means wealth. But here it is basically acquired wealth, is dhana sampatti. Lordship. Lordship is, of course, as we said, prabhutvam. Prabhu is Lord, prabhutvam. Okay. That lordship. Lord is Prabhu. Lordship, the status of being a Lord. You follow? Status of being a Lord is lordship. So prabhutvam. That tvam is saying it's a status of being a Lord. Aviveka. Aviveka is basically lack of judgment. Okay, inability to judge is aviveka. Avivekita means status of lack of judgment. The ta. Ta and tva is very similar. Status. Characteristic or status. Okay? Everybody good? Any questions? Online friends, any questions?
Kalpeshji. Here the kimu is a verb. Then what to say? Kimu is a verb.
No, kimu is not a verb. Kimu yatra chatushtayam, right? You have to bring in R. R you have to bring in. R will be your verb.
Oh.
What about where kimu yatra to for R? Yeah. Okay. So kimu yatra chatushtayam. Yatra means what about where there are the there? What about where these all four quote unquote are there? The question that is asked, where is the verb? There's no direct visible verb. It will bring a verb, which is R. Okay. What is the meaning of kimu? What to say? That is the meaning of kimu. Okay. What to talk about? Okay. Or rather, what about? What about where? Yatra. Where? These four. But doesn't tell you R. What to? What about where these four? Okay. Where all these four are? You follow? Okay. Then R will be your verb.
Yeah, in the whole sentence, then there is no verb here, right?
Yeah, you're right. In the whole sentence, there is no verb directly. Okay.
Right.
Anarthaya. Actually, ekaikam api anarthaya. Anarthaya niyate. It leads you.
Right.
Okay. So it takes you. It takes you to anartha. Okay. So that way you have to bring in a verb.
They
are all hidden. It is called Adhya. Yeah, they are all hidden. Adhyahara Kartavya. Okay. Yavvanam Dhanas. Okay, let us say all the both of these verses again. All of you. Okay. Aneka Samshayo Cheti Parokshartasya Darshakam Sarvasya Lochanam Shastram. Yasya nastyanda eva saha. Okay. Yauvanam dana sampattihi. Prabhutvam avivekita. Ekaikam apyanarthaya. When you say it, you don't have to say api anarthaya. You say it together, apyanarthaya. P and Ya will become Appya. Okay. E will become Yakara. Yan Sandhi, which we will study soon. Ekaikam Api Anarthaya, right? Becomes Ekaikam Appyanarthaya. Kimu Yatra Chatushtayam. It is difficult to read this way, right? That is why I have that Hindi text in front of us. So that is an easy way to read. Okay. With that, let me give you a introduction to Sandhi. Okay. What I will do is, I will in our Evernote that you have, I will create a new note for Sandhi. And then we will start. I'll increase the font size. Okay. So what is Sandhi? An introduction. We have already talked about what is Sandhi. Okay. Varnanam Atishaitaha Samipyam. When two varnas, they come in close proximity of each other, right? Then it is determined in Vyakaranam as a phenomena called Samhita. Okay? Samhita. Two varnas are coming in close proximity of each other. Now, why is this important? and we talked about last time. I've given you an idea that we saw yesterday in the diagram also. There are letters which are pronounced in the kantha, talu, murdha, danta, or oshtha. They're pronounced at enunciated at different locations. So when you have to say one letter and want to say another letter, and when you put them together, and when they come in close proximity of each other, it will be difficult for you to enunciate them differently and make a distinctively and be able to enunciate them correctly. That difficulty exists. Okay. You say dha, all of you say dha. Okay. Now say dha two times. Don't put the gap in between. Okay. You will find that dha is not possible. Dha and one more dha, both together, is just not possible. Okay. So when you say shuddha, shuddha, right? It becomes what? It becomes shudd plus dha. So it is possible to say dakara plus dakara. But it is not possible to say dakara followed by another dakara. Okay. So the language allows you, when you have dakara followed by another dakara, one of the dakara, you don't make it aspirate. You make it, remove the aspiration out of that. Because why you cannot say both of them together is because to say dha, you have to leave out all your breath. Now to say the second dha, there is no more breath left. All sounds are made when you are with the breath going out. You don't make any sound with the breath going in. Is always the breath is going out. You try to say something with the breath going in later on when you go into your room. Okay, you may try. That is why when we say Omkara also, Om, right? It's always in the when you're breathing out. Why? Because you cannot say anything while breathing in. Okay? So when the breath is going out, at that time, you are supposed to enunciate a letter at one place and another letter at a different place with a location. These locations are called sthana. Okay. Kantha, talu, murdha, danta, and oshtha. These are the five sthanas. There's one more, which is nasika, nasal. Okay. The six sthanas. It can be either guttural, palatal, cerebral, dental, or labial, or nasal. Sometimes nasal can be with any one of them also. So there are these locations. E is a palatal, A is guttural, U is labial, U. Okay, Z is dantya. Z is murdhanya. Z. L is dantya. Lakara is danta. Vakara is danta ushta. Va is danta and ushta both together. Make sense? Now this in the one of the handouts that you have access to, all of this is given. Take a look when you have some time. Okay. So what happens is that the classic scenario that happens is that you will have a vowel coming in contact with another vowel. Samhita ek pade nitya nitya dhatu pasargayoho nitya samase vakye tu sa vivaksham apekshate. We already saw that earlier. Right? Inside a word, the sandhi has always to be done. So let us assume that we are talking about something which is inside a word or between upasarga and a dhatu. Let's say that sandhi is always to be done. Now you have a vowel followed by another vowel. Okay. Or you have a consonant followed by another consonant. Okay. Or you could have a consonant followed by a vowel or a vowel followed by a consonant. Okay. You try to say a consonant. Any one of you, you might know a lot of consonants, right? Any one of the, can you say any one consonant? Huh? Yeah, say the consonant without saying the vowel. Huh? No, you're saying E before. Okay. The definition of a consonant is that you cannot say it on its own. You always have to precede with a vowel or follow with a vowel. Okay. That's why consonant per vowel, consonant followed by a vowel, or a vowel followed by consonant is not an issue. There is no sandhi rule required there. Okay? Because you consonant, you always be preceded with the vowel, or a follow with the vowel, it's not an issue. You don't have to worry about sandhi rules. Okay? Why sandhi rules? As we look at sandhi rules, we'll come to know. But then there are sandhi rules where what will happen is that you could have a visarga. A visarga followed by some letter. It could be a consonant or a vowel. Or you could have an anuswara. It's funny. Okay, anuswara will be an anuswara could be followed by a consonant or a vowel. Okay. So there are these four types of sandhis, and there are some scenarios where a sandhi need not be done. These five types of sandhis you have to learn, you have to study, which we will study. Slowly, slowly I will introduce you to one sandhi at a time, one rule at a time, right? And we will study. Every class will study one or two sandhis. Hopefully by the end of the Hitopadesha, we would have at least studied most of the sandhi rules. You follow? Okay, that is our objective. So in that sandhi rules that we follow, first vowel sandhi. Now we know what is a vowel. Vowel is, what is a vowel? Vowel is an ach. Right? Ach is a vowel. Hal is a consonant. Okay, so sandhi rules which are related to ach are called ach sandhi. A vowel in Sanskritam is called swara. So it's called swara sandhi. Okay. A consonant is called hal. So it is called hal sandhi. Okay. A consonant actually is called vyanjana. Okay. Is everybody fine with that? Okay. A visarga is of course called visarga. So we'll call it as visarga sandhi. And that dot which I saw, told you, is called anuswara. Okay. Anuswara is not given here, but anuswara. Sometimes anuswara is also brought in because of nakara. So anuswara becomes part of the vyanjana sandhi itself. Okay. And where sandhi is not to be done is called prakriti. Prakriti bhava sandhi. So these sandhis we will study. Any questions? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Krishna Paramastu. For people wanting to do a fast track, there's a link from 2012 which I've given earlier. Right? Go to that link, and I've got about 25-26 classes that deal with most of these introductory topics as well as the sandhi topics done here in 2012. Take a look at those videos. Namo Namaha. Any questions online?
Yeah, Kalpeshji, do you use yes. Mac computer? Because yes, I have a Mac and I don't know how to put these consonants, you know, like ta or sha, you know, two consonants together.
Yeah, that you have to get the two consonants together. You just do ka and a sha, it'll become ksha.
I know, but I'm trying to type it on the Mac. I'm not
okay.
able
you,
to do that.
Do me a favor, Amma. I have tried a lot of keyboards on Mac and then gave up the whole exercise. Okay. What you do is that in Mac, then finally I had to take up a keyboard and modify it.
Okay.
Okay. If you go to that that AVG Sanskrit link that I've given, tiny URL.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's actually a keyboard available there for Mac.
Okay. I'll go there.
Okay. Okay. AVG Sanskrit 2020, if you go there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. In that, there is actually a Mac keyboard. Go to that Mac keyboard. And okay. then there is actually a help and all that. You read that help. Okay. And try to install the Mac keyboard.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Namo Namaha.
Thank you, Kalpesh.
Thank you.